It's time for Rhema for Today.
And after it was announced that I'm elected pastor, if I'll take it, I never told them yet I'd take it. But I got up, accepted the pastor, didn't tell them what anything I had from God. And this deacon got up while I was talking, smiled and shook hands with me, wasn't mad at me, and said, to me, he looked at me and laughed and winked and said, "Well, they run it over me. They run it over me. They voted you in when I was against you." And he left.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin wraps up his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
He that believeth, the Bible said, it's in Isaiah, you can look it up, he that believeth shall not make haste. H-A-S-T-E, haste. Amen. And so, I waited another 30 days, and I said one morning, we were washing the dishes, and I said to my wife, and she's drying them, and I said, "Has the Lord been talking to you?" Well, she said, "If he has, I don't know it." I said, "Has he said anything to you?" She said, "Well, if he has, I don't know it." I'm talking about being led by that inward witness. Sometimes it's there and folks don't know it. And so, I thought maybe I'd get a little bit more pointed and bring her out. I said, "Has the Lord said anything to you about going back?" And I call this town, you see, this city where this church we left, going back there, you know, call the name of it. "Oh," she said, "I thought that was just me." I said, "What do you mean, thought that was just you?" "Well, something's come here. I mean, you know, maybe that's just me, you know." "Well, now, let's stop and analyze that. When you said me, if you mean when you say me, that's just the flesh, then that wouldn't be right. But if that's the real me, the real you, the man on the inside, the spirit is the candle of the Lord, then that's not just you. That's the Lord lighting the candle." Are you listening? I thought that was just me. I said, "Now I want to ask you a question. Then we'll be able to ascertain whether it's you." I knew what she meant when she said just me. She's talking naturally me, the flesh of the natural mind. I said, "Let me ask you this question," because I knew she felt like I did. I said, "Let me ask you this question now. From the natural, from the physical, from the mental, naturally speaking, do you want to go back there?" "Oh, Lord, no." Well, I said, "That couldn't be you then, could it?" See, a better way to say the flesh, the natural man, the outward man. That couldn't be, you see? Because naturally you don't want to do it. Well, then you're not going to be thinking about doing something you don't want to do. I saw she had the inward witness just like I did. I said, "I'll tell you what, let's do now. I'm convinced that that's God's leading us that way. Let's don't. It'll have to be God that'll open it up to get us back there. Let's just let him do it now." And so we waited a couple of months. God opened the door. And I was invited because the pastor had left and I was up in that part of the country to preach there. And so I preached. "How long are you going to be here?" they said. I said, "Well, I'm going to be here several days." "Would you preach a week for us?" I said, "Well, yeah, we'll." Just 15 miles away from where I was staying, visiting friends or loved ones because they were ill. And so I preached. They said, "Could you preach another week?" Well, I said, "I'll see." And I phoned back down my way and got somebody to take care of the church for me. And I stayed another week. And the board said, "Brother Hagin, would you be interested in coming back here to pastor?" I didn't tell them I had something from God. I just said, "Well, I might be." Well, the board said, "We've all been talking, and I'll tell you, we're all 100% for you. And people of the church are coming. People of the church are coming." And they're saying, "You know, what if Brother Hagin take this church again? If he will, let's vote him back in." I still didn't tell them. They don't know till this day. I never have told them that God sent me back. have told him what I had in my spirit. You don't always tell everything you have. I said, well, after all they have to vote on, I'll tell you what I'll do. Just go ahead if they want to and let them vote on it, and I'll tell you afterwards. Well, they made all the proper announcements like they ought to be made at a regular business meeting. And so they voted. I got every vote but two. He didn't expect to get it that well. But one of the deacons, he never was with them when he talked to him, and I asked one of them, I said, what about him? Oh, he said, he's not for you. I said, why isn't he for me? Oh, one of these fellows said, I asked him, what's wrong, Brother Hagin? And he said, oh, now this is his opinion, not mine, you understand. This deacon said, I think Brother Hagin's the greatest and the best preacher that ever preached in this pulpit. He's the best preacher I've ever heard. He wasn't there, you see, when I pastored 2 years before. But he said, I'll tell you one thing about it. He said, I just know from the way he preaches that if he's elected pastor here, I can't run it anymore. Well, he was exactly right. Now get this. So I got every vote except two. And after it was announced that I'm elected pastor, if I'll take it, I never told him yet I'd take it. But I got up, accepted the pastor, didn't tell him what anything I had from God. And this deacon got up while I was talking, smiling, shook hands with me, wasn't mad at me, and said to me, he looked at me and laughed, winked, said, well, they run it over me. They voted you in when I was against you. And he left and never did come back. And he said, you know, afterwards, you know, he'd meet me on the street and shake hands with me and pat me back. I said, boy, I'll tell you, I like you. He said, you've got the goods. He said, you know, I wasn't even saved. I just made up my mind I'm going down there and fool those people and get them to vote me in as deacon. And they did. See, they had no discernment, you know. And they voted him in. And then his wife came to me and told me afterwards, that same night after he left the building, she said, Brother Hagin, there were two no votes there. Of course, you know one of them was Wills because he's already told you. Now, I had the right no. But I want you to know because, you see, he helped count the vote. And if there's not two no's in there, she said when we got home, there would be hell to pay. He'd beat me up and cuss me out. Felt like that didn't need to be in anyway. See, after he nearly left, he knew he couldn't make it, so I was going to be there. And so so she said, I meant yes. But I had to write no on that slip of paper. Well, there's a little side story here. It don't pay to be a hypocrite. Are you listening? That dear man's wife was saved, all right. She came when she could and did the best she could. But the children are unsaved. They followed the daddy instead of her. Terrible how they turned out. One of the girls was like him. She saw in the home that he cussed and knocked his wife down, had mad fits. So she got married, just 22 or 3 years old. But she had mad fits like her daddy and cussed and fired her husband, took a gun and killed him. I guess he's in penitentiary today. As far as I know, every one of them turned out bad. That's a little side thought, but sometimes some of these side journeys helped us as much as anything. We need to be sincere and honest before God and before our fellow man. Amen. Are you listening? Amen. For the seeds that we sow are going to bring forth a harvest. The harvest can be good or can be bad. Can be joyous or can be sad. But the harvest is coming. For it was not to sinners that the Spirit of God had the great apostle, right? But it was to the church and Christians that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Well, now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Said all that to get this to you. I count I didn't want, from the natural standpoint, needed my wife to go back there to that church. I'll be honest with you. Didn't want to move back to that town. Didn't want to live in that parsonage. Oh, I love people always. But I'm talking about in my heart, I want to obey God. But I mean, everything about my flesh recoiled from it. Everything about my natural man, the outward man, and my own natural human thinking and mind, I did not want to do it. And for that reason, when we got right down to it, I was saying to the Lord, I didn't want to trust that inward witness that I knew I had and she had. And I kept praying and took some days to fast even, now before this election came off, because see, they had to announce it over 2 weekends and so on to be legal, you know, and so on. And I fasted 2 or 3 days, I think over into the third day. I wanted the Lord to move some kind of a supernatural way. Of course, I'm only about 24 years old, you see, between the 23rd and 24th birthday. That no one's to know now. But I want God to give me some kind of a witness. I mean, other than a witness, some kind of a word or something, a tongued interpretation or a prophecy or just write it up in the sky. Go to that place.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB, entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And you know, I want to say, would you like to join us in prayer for our nation? Our nation needs a lot of prayer, and prayer does change things. That's right. And the Word of God says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will heal their land. And our land needs a lot of healing.
Yes.
So I just encourage you to join with us here at Rhema, here at Kenneth Hagin Ministries, in praying for our nation.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.